Erica Lorraine Spencer here. This is the POC, Pattern of Conduct, the ongoing real-time documentation of what is the criminal pattern of conduct of federal stalking in violation of 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsection 1 and subsection 2. This is the pattern of conduct underway by a public entity that is the state of California that is engaging in federal stalking in concert with the people of the state of California. So this is group conduct. And this is the practicing of what are the criminal elements of monitoring amongst what is the demon possessed. And so this is what is documentation of terrorism as it is underway by a public entity in concert with the people of the state who are in the shoes of the government as this criminal system is in ceaseless operation. And as the state engages in this demented group conduct, this is revealing how the public entity that is the state of California, that is in the United States of America, how terrorism of an American citizen plays out, what that looks like, how that is facilitated amongst a people, amongst a government, how it is public corruption in plain sight, and not only that, how you formulate policy and how you prosecute that which is demonic conduct, it's demonic activity, but that which is in no way impervious to prosecution in federal court, and being subject to ratification into federal policy. This is the POC. It is Monday. It is December 6, 2021. I did show the fake sun in video. 6JQF505 is stalking in the parking lot of Walmart. 7RZX606 is stalking. 8BQG789, these demons are driving by in directed light, the same signature of that stalker, clearly also the signature of the stalker while the fake sun is over me, and this is at the Walmart at 1333 North Mountain Avenue. 6LDX813, he's patrolling again. 6JQF505, that is repeatedly crossing path. Okay, you're talking about what is the nature of group stalking. That's audible activity under the fake sun. Everything that's occurring in that environment that the entity is stalking with is intentionally occurring. 6WXV245, KABLUEE, 7XZD584, 8DKV357, 6FRE782, 7RCP618, and what you have are the demon-possessed minions that are just patrolling in traffic. 8TWY721, 109ES, that's handicap. License 7EBY083, 8RUC097, 7LZF409, 8NJZ746, 2ZML929, 8TMZ722. And again, 7LDC642. I want to be clear, the same exact pattern of conduct is underway. The state's fake sun is over me at third-party facilitating venue Walmart. And you have, this is in at 1333 North Mountain Avenue, and that's the video that I capture at 9:12 a.m. And at the same time, I am both in the city of Upland. I'm in the in transit to the city of Fontana. And the state is maintaining, what's the significance? The state is maintaining a fake sun central over my head, 8VXZ115, as I remain stationary and as I am in transit. All right, and so while you are inside of, while I'm inside of the vehicle, I'm showing you video this morning. I am in the vehicle. The state has moved its fake sun from being directly over the windshield at 630 North Fern. And you have what is, while I'm at the Walmart, I am facing what is south. And you're looking at what is the fake sun that's remaining in the window over the over me, moving in the parking lot. And this is, understand, Mountain Avenue. You're never going to catch, that's not the sun that I'm showing you, in other words, that was remaining all day long, let alone at any time, especially at the same time in the morning where I'm being dropped off. And the state is keeping its fake sun over 150 East Holt. The state is keeping its fake sun over the BNG parking lot. All of these demons, in other words, the people of the state of California are on surveillance cameras inside of this Walmart engaging in criminal conduct. And that's exactly how I'm going to prosecute the entirety of the entity. Literally, the surveillance cameras where criminal conduct is underway. They are engaging in what is the sexual violence of the entity. As you are documenting the POC, that ongoing template applies while they're stalking in the bathroom, engaging in surveillance. And this is the government, understand, that is in the shoes of Walmart. Walmart is not present on any behalf. Anybody clocked into work, everybody that's engaged in surveillance, stalking around the bathroom with their communication devices, this is the government. All right, and that's exactly what's underway. It's 9:17 a.m. Alrighty, it is 9:18 a.m. and I am speaking to what is a POC. So as you are subject to the state system, I'm documenting what is surveillance. That's both a Walmart employee. Understand that's just one that's standing in alignment to me with our communication device in operation. They're all monitoring while they're engaging in activity creation, patrolling in and out of the restroom, using what is the means of audible activity creation while monitoring is underway. That's why the fake sign is over the parking lot. So you're witnessing what are sex offenders engaging in that ongoing elements together while they're monitoring with the state that is maintaining an environment at the venue. That is the absence of any form, and it is the bare bones revealing of what is that sex offender and what is that stalker. Having no individual or company identification, you have what is presence on behalf of the state, period. It is currently, by the way, 9:19 a.m. You have patrolling inside of the restroom by the minions, the people of the state. They're patrolling inside of that private space for relevant positioning and activity creation. This restroom, by the way, on surveillance cameras, it's right in front of aisle 3. Robin, this is an old white lady in relevant position, and you have what is patrolling on the surveillance cameras, which I'm referencing in real time while they are monitoring. All right, this is activity creation, dropping things on the floor. Hi, excuse me, I have a question. That's Miana engaging in that activity creation. Dropping items on the floor is a means of activity while I'm moving, okay? There are demons that are engaging that malicious conduct together with the state. It is currently 9:19 a.m., and that's witnessing what is a psychopath, okay? And this is Miana is not present on any First Amendment constitutional rights. She's wearing what is the identity of a group stalker. She's engaging in sexual violence. She's in alignment with the restroom. She's intentionally there, and she is stalking with activity as I am moving, referencing the security cameras, okay? That is what the entity is engaging in at all times. You have what is maintenance in the path of the restroom. I'm describing this because I want you to understand what is the ongoing malicious pattern of conduct, and these are demons that you're dealing with who are violent sex offenders, yes.
Can we go now?
Go where?
Shopping. If not, we need to go.
Go, okay, that's fine.
Come on.
Alrighty, it is currently, that's Tracy Banks who was monitoring as well. It is 9:20 a.m. And that is hostility to documentation. So you have what is the state's fake sign that's remaining over the venue, and this is the intent to engage in that sexual violence, and that's what I want to thoroughly document. This is third-party facilitating venue, Walmart, and the pattern of conduct is underway. You have what is engaging in demonic positioning, knowledge of exactly who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, and as I am doing it, okay? It is currently 9:20, and that is POC. All right, documenting what is the sex offender acting through facilitating venue, Walmart, and third-party group stalker. Good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Margie.
Who's maintaining relevant positioning. Micah's maintaining relevant positioning. Robin's maintaining relevant positioning. ITZA, I-T-Z-A, register number 5. Register number 6, this is Matthew. Maintaining relevant positioning while the minions are patrolling in and out of the bathroom. And so I capture what is stalking in the path inside of that restroom. That's an activity creation with knowledge of what you're doing. Fake sun over the parking lot, directed light inside and outside of the venue. And that is a sex offender. Knowledge of exactly who you are, what you're doing, including following you inside of a bathroom on behalf of a government to monitor and to stalk with noise. That same demented pattern of stalking with noise occurring while they are maintaining corporate knowledge. These are demons, okay? These are vicarious actors on behalf of the state who are then monitoring with communication devices, including Angela, who says she's a coach. She's in relevant position. She's monitoring at Walmart. Minions pushing shopping carts with their Minionite children, monitoring with their communication devices in hand, patrolling with, hi, what's your name, sir?
Michael's
an asset protection manager. He's maintaining relevant positioning, stalking in the store. They are all under what is the state's environment, exercising no First Amendment rights whatsoever. This is the state that's present. That's why the fake sun is over that parking lot. Okay? And remember, this is the same venue as I documented in 2020. The state kept its fake sun as I arrived to. Remember, it stays over me as I arrived to the venue over my head. And then I stayed at this venue well after 6 p.m. and the state kept its fake sun over the building of the Walmart. Moving from the lawn and garden side to the entrance side based on where I was at, demons that were stalking all around me, and the state was aiming directed light across the ground, across the entrance of the Walmart, that whole entire pattern of conduct that I have shown you, while the state kept a fake sun over the building, over the address of 1333 North Mountain Avenue. This is where I'm at, and that is documentation of what is sexual violence and stalking inside of the venue. And this is the people of the state that are inside of a grocery store or whatever you want to refer to Walmart as. I refer to Walmart as a criminal. It's a thief. It's a sex offender. It's a stalker. All right. This is how the government is operating. All right. You're not operating under some business name. You're operating under what is a third party group stalker. And that's why you're in the state's environment. It is currently 9:30 a.m. and I did capture what is stalking by Walmart. Because that's what they represent. This is a facilitating venue, Walmart stalking in the bathroom, engaging in that affirmative conduct that is sexually violent on behalf of the government. Whose fake son is over their parking lot? Hi, this is Simone and Ty, maintaining presence at the exit of the Walmart. This is POC. It is 9:30 a.m. So as I exit, I want to be clear, the state's fake son is over me while I am facing what is east at the entrance. F278WO, stalker. It's African American male monitoring. 7FFW110, stalking. 8ZEN601, stalking. 176111E2, the same conduct. And you have what is also knowledge of my every move. I told you how the state, and you've seen how I've documented how the state is tracking every move. These are demons that know exactly every move you're making. And that's the sex offender, because then with that knowledge, and then they're also going to the extent of stalking you into a bathroom. 6GNG830, YRD7261, that's North Carolina. 8KMV226, that's what I was looking for. 4WON432, while you hear that animosity, the hostility in her voice, the fake son is over the car at Walmart. Okay, this is a third party. It's POC. Annoyed with the fact that I'm documenting and you're understanding that genuine posture. She's monitoring her own daughter, engaging in that sexual violence with absolute strangers. Okay, setting me up to be in that dangerous circumstance that I am now aware of. It is currently 9:31 a.m. and that is POC. YCW530, Durham School Services, license 8HZX968, 8VDH895, 8XEN178. The state flashing directed light on the license plates as I look at them, 8KWH998, 4XTU487, 8SRU862, 8RUC097. I think I read those already. 7NNH370. 8SDC393, 7WHA289. 10405V2, in case I didn't read that one. All right, and again, as they're driving by, meaning third parties, the state is aiming directed light on the brick wall of the, this is like a Hawthorne, the side street, Hawthorne and Mountain. While they are driving, exiting the Walmart parking lot, not looking at me, again, don't know their names, but you recognizing what is the environment, and they're also crossing paths with directed light, and the state is flying over the street by helicopter. 4NDY299, at what time is it right now? 9:32 a.m. License plate 8YJC202, 7SYK811. Stalking with the state that is stalking with helicopter, doing the same thing last night, okay? It's one entity, MVD4279, Texas, 85451V2. Alrighty, that helicopter is about you, where the state is stalking with a fake sun over your head, and you're showing what is that stalking with light, and also stalking with what is directed light. The state engaging in a pattern of stalking with helicopter and planes over where I am. That's exactly what that is about. It is nonetheless the POC, and that is a terrorizing act, while the entity is also hostile to my documentation, as you hear the third party demonstrating as well. 8B02369. 4NN8668, 7PYD819, and again, that helicopter is flying east over Mountain Avenue as we are approaching 5th Street, leaving the parking lot of the Walmart. All right, that is relevant positioning, by the way. 5ULP629, while the fake sun remains over, moving from being over the parking lot of Walmart, which you will never be able to capture, while I'm at the B&G Plaza facing south, showing you that fake sun that's over my head as I move in that parking lot, okay? Because it begins over 630 North Fern in the windshield of the vehicle, as I captured in pictures at Fern and that was F Street. I took a picture of it. 6KWH381. 8HIK382. 6LBL242. Directed light on the road while 8YJC202 is stalking using the roads and the highways. Impossible light activity. The signature of a stalker. All right, I've already established it. I'm just speaking to what are the modes of terrorism while they're stalking all together. This is monitoring systematically 45. I can't really see that one. But this truck, ACE, is on the brake pads. Again, that's license 4NN8668. ACE is the, MOL Transport Incorporated. That's the trucking company. Brightview Creating Light Activity. 4630 6L2, I believe. I can't really see it, but that's Brightview. Heavily documented already. They're stalking on Mountain Avenue, creating light activity. And this is knowledge as to where I'm at. They're not engaging in POC. I'm identifying one that's engaging in stalking on behalf of the state using a commercial brand to do so. It's 9:35 a.m. 8LEU700, KABLUEE, coming from the Walmart parking lot. All right, 7EUP916, 7GLW299, 6WGT220. That's Student Transportation of America. And where the state's fake sun is right now, Holt Mountain Boulevard, understand it's advanced west beyond any of the addresses where I wake up, where she's going past Stater Brothers, and I'm gonna show you that in video right now. All right, license plate, video of the state's fake sun. Ontario PD group stalking at the 322 Holt Boulevard car wash while the fake sun is in motion over the vehicle. That is a method of stalking in the past. And they are monitoring with communication devices while the state maintains that environment while I'm in transit. License 5AZR26, I can't really see that one though. 8XSV656, 8HGK619, 7SND009. This is audible activity, achieving monitoring, all right? And you're understanding what is the elements that are underway. This is not serving any commercial purpose while you're listening to music. It's audible activity, 7ERC405. It is currently 9:38 a.m. 7VLX986, 7TFV489, 5N14114. 8MZM549, 4HRS180. 7STR444, BF34C78 paper, 8EWL429. All of them just crossing paths while the state keeps light over me. All right. All of them that are sitting at a red light are stalking in the path, monitoring, know exactly where I am, what I am doing, what I am saying. All right. These are not only criminals, they're demon possessed stalkers with the state that's keeping a fake sun moving it over my head, including the Ontario Police, vehicle number 1876, in that same line of traffic monitoring. Omnitrans loitering in relevant position at Lemon and Holt, Route 61, and loitering at 9:39 a.m., taking off right now as I recite it, license 1399976, 1580340, City of Ontario, 6LPL759, 7UTV767, this is third party facilitating venue, Metro 102. All right, state's fake sun no longer going east or west on Holt, meaning east as we're going down that direction on Holt. It's now advancing what is north on, in the vehicle that I'm in, remaining over me to be over the Ontario Open Family Community Library. It is currently 9:39 a.m. This is POC. All right, group stalking 5YNL095. Well, the fake sun is right now over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. Just like that, like magic. Alrighty, that is POC. And she is monitoring the one you hear creating audible activity in the car while the state's moving its fake sun remaining over me. She's monitoring with that demon whose license plate I just recited. They're monitoring together. All right, they're demon possessed the same as well. All right, I just happen to know this demon's name with license plate 4WON432. All right, and I don't know the name, and I don't need to know their name for purposes of group stalking on behalf of a government, by the way. You're talking about identifying what is the means of a government stalking you through the people all around you, which is entirely demonic, and it is a malicious system in operation. And you have what is the fake sun that's over me at 9:41 a.m. This is POC. I'll show you that right now. 5YOG728. That's a group stalker that is hiding inside of the, and by hiding, what I mean is you are stalking on behalf of the government, first of all, so you don't have any legitimate presence in any individual capacity. But second of all, they are maintaining presence inside of the gated area where McCarthy is has gated off this area where they're engaged in construction. And they cross path. They are stalking and waiting to engage in crossing a path, which is the creation of light activity, impossible light activity. You know what the demons do while they drive by? Impossible light occurs. It's activity creation while they do so. That stalker is indeed hiding inside of the gates, and they cross path coming out of those gates as I pack up my belongings after having captured that video of the fake sun over the 280 North Limit Apartments in the city of Ontario. As I start walking, they cross path, which is activity creation. That's maintenance of activity, maintenance of presence in the path, stalking with conduct. As I engage in any new movement, the demons engage in that conduct of making any sort of noise, appearing out of nowhere to engage in presence in the path, which is also activity creation. It's visible activity as you arrive out of nowhere. It's a demonic system centered on what I do. I just want to document that. It is currently 9:45 a.m. All right, this is documentation of what is audible activity creation under what is directed light and a fake sun. So McCarthy has no legitimacy, I'm letting you know that. And these are not only that, you're witnessing what is public corruption and demonic conduct. So, in other words, you have what is the use of what would be the grounds upon which a third party would claim we're engaging in constructing a parking site. We don't even know Erica Lorraine Spencer. I don't know what she's talking about, which is legally irrelevant, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the state has placed a fake sun over this location, and it is here for a purpose. It is here for the systematic means of a government to monitor, regardless of what is the outward appearance of what are demons who are aware of your presence and aware of what you're doing, while they use that outward appearance of their activity, which is supposed to appear totally detached and separate and having nothing to do with the target individual who's being monitored by the state. It is the same means for those demons to stalk with activity. All right. So I want to be clear. First of all, that is McCarthy creating audible activity. That same activity is the guise under which those demons are stalking with audible activity. And let me be clear. This is demonic activity occurring under the name of what is McCarthy, a company name. All right. It's just a means of identifying a vicarious actor on behalf of the state that's engaging in a satanic targeting system. It is occurring in direct light and under the fake sun. It is 9:47 a.m. That is amplified audible activity. And it is occurring pursuant to the same demonic behavioral pattern. It is occurring while demons are pacing in front of me with their communication devices, as I showed you on camera yesterday, while they were monitoring and stepping in front of me. I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, while they were monitoring, pacing around, and you have what is the demon that knows exactly what I'm doing on my phone, stops dead in front of me, communication device in operation, as he's trying to stop my ability to publish my podcast onto my website, which I published anyway. They are monitoring, though, in an ongoing criminal effort to obstruct that ability to publish on the venue of the internet. Under all circumstances, McCarthy is creating what is facilitating activity, which the demons are, and the state is monitoring as well. This is another grounds upon which no third party has any legal argument where the government is monitoring. All right. And that is exactly what happened. A third party is monitoring me, crossing path with a communication device under the fake sun and direct the light. McCarthy is creating audible activity, is engaging in the criminal elements of monitoring. What I'm letting you know is the nature of the system. McCarthy is not ignorant of that. And it is the malicious it is the malicious operation of that system, okay? But it is currently 9:48 a.m. That's a psychopath engaging in the ongoing creation of audible activity for which McCarthy is already heavily documented for a prolonged period, including in June of 2021, where they were monitoring then as well. It is 9:48 a.m., and that is POC. Oh, and by the way, when you're monitoring with the state, your activity creation is prosecuted as terrorism because you are doing so with knowledge. That's what McCarthy is doing. Pay attention. Alrighty, that is POC, 9:49 a.m. I just want you to hear what is the maintenance of audible activity by McCarthy. Incessant beeping is that which they are facilitating. You can interchange that with the state flying over the 280 North Limit Apartments with the Amazon Prime plane, or fill in the blank for the identity of that third party. McCarthy is a third party creating audible activity. And incessant beeping is done with the knowledge of the fact that they're being documented. And it's prosecuted as terrorism while they're monitoring with the government. Okay? Fake sun is moving as I move, by the way, while they're creating that audible activity. And that is speaking to the intent of McCarthy. This is important to understand, because you're understanding what is the grounds upon which I'm going to prosecute the people of the state. Let me get these demons license plates. 8TRR068 5XFW914 68180L2 62482K2 5TGJ142. Alrighty, those are some of the demons that I'm identifying on this site, where they're engaging in prolonged criminal conduct, by the way. Like I said, the state, this is headquarters where I'm at, the Ovid Family Community Library. The state places its fake son, and like it is right now, on the opposite side of the parking lot. Speaking to the intent with which McCarthy is creating audible activity, those are demons that know exactly who I am, where I am, what I'm doing as I'm doing it. Okay, and being on a construction site is called relevant positioning on behalf of the government that is stalking. McCarthy is stalking with audible activity. This is documented as to terrorism, as they are intentionally engaged in that. And they are monitoring me, and they know every syllable that I'm uttering. That's also going to be attributed to their prosecution. Okay, McCarthy is nothing but a means of identifying the commercial means whereby the government is stalking. And let me show you the fake sun that's on this side of the parking lot as I'm reciting the license plates of those demons of McCarthy Construction. POC, and those demons, while they're listening to that, they just listen to me recite their license plates, because that's what's coming. I'm going to prosecute them. It is 9:52 a.m. Alrighty, it is 10 o'clock in the morning. Just want to document, this is a understanding what is stalking with light, understanding what is this engineered light of the state that it's stalking with and molesting with, that is making it a sex offender. All right, this is light that is being manufactured, it is engineered, it is serving the criminal purpose of the demon possessed who are monitoring an American citizen. Thank you. This is a stalker, in other words, that is molesting, all right, with its products of criminal conduct, and that is going to be prosecuted as a sex offender by the government, an egregious sex offender, an unprecedented sex offender, and comes with the people of the state, the same exact analysis, doing it vicariously on behalf of that state. And so what I'm showing you images of, your understanding, this is not the sun. As I'm giving you yet another example, 9:53 a.m., I'm in the parking lot of the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, which is not only a departure from remaining over the 280 North Limit Apartments while I'm at the venue, as I move a couple feet to the opposite side, to the parking lot side, fake sun is necessarily moving to be visibly captured over that edge of that parking lot area at 9:53, which I'm contrasting with the city of Montana, which is just an example of stalking with light, because at 9:53 a.m. I'm showing you what is the fake sun that's remaining directly over my head, as I showed, I spoke to this in the video that I captured at 9:53 a.m., making a vivid illustration of what is to the intentional conduct of third parties in the absence of any form where the government is monitoring, period. This is how the government is monitoring, and it's going to disincentivize the people of the state who are monitoring with that state in that deliberately maintained environment. And so at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 7, as I have been at this venue, you're witnessing what is that ongoing presence of directed light. That is not sunlight, that is directed light that is underneath shaded structures, including here, while I'm showing you this is not the sun, and it follows, that is not sunlight that is aimed underneath that entrance of the Ovid Family Community Library, reaching underneath that entrance, that is stalking with light. That's an act of terrorism that the state is perpetually engaging in while it's monitoring and stalking an American citizen. All right, you also have what is the sex offender that molests with that same directed light, all right, that the state is engineered. In addition to that, you're talking about what is understanding that pattern. This is what the state is doing everywhere. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's just today, because I've documented this particular venue, and the state is aiming light when I'm here, I mean, hours earlier, okay? But with regard to, for example, today, 10 o'clock in the morning, so you are understanding this is not the sun, all right, that moves then to the 280 North Limit Apartments. If it's over the parking lot area like I just showed you at 9:53 a.m., you're not even going to have that light activity that's underneath the shaded structure of the entrance portion of the library. You're not going to be able to capture it over the 280 North Limit Apartments. This is moving of that light source. None of that's going to occur when it's remaining over me at the B&G Plaza, where I remain, as I documented, not even going to the library at 10 o'clock in the morning at all, at 9. As I remain where I remain, the state keeps its fake sun directly over my head. All right, so you are understanding what is not the sun, and that is also not sunlight. light. That's the state's engineered light, stalking with light underneath the shaded structure. And that's what I'm showing you. And as I capture this, your witness, you are looking at the stalker. That is the prosecution of the people who are stalking on behalf of a government. And that same entity is stalking into the private spaces where you live, where you are living either by yourself or with a third party, which is a facilitating venue where you live. You do not have a private residence. You do not have any privacy. The government has engaged in the invasion of that corporate invasion of privacy by an entity, okay? The entity, it's not just one person that's invading your privacy. It's not just a group of people that are invading your privacy. The entity is invading your privacy. The entity is stalking inside of a private space, the bathroom where you are going in any public establishment. They are stalking in the bathroom. They are engaging in that level of stalking conduct, which is entirely sexually motivated. This is, even if you were to prosecute just for federal stalking, which the entity is engaging in, stalking into the bathroom when you are not in, understand I'm documenting now and I'm aware of it and I'm revealing what needs to be known. You need to see the government as a sex offender that it is while it's crouching, stalking me in the bathroom. You need to see that. You need to see the people of the state of California in their true form, crouching, stalking an American citizen in the bathroom. That's the extent to which they're going. That's exactly the images, the vivid images that I want burned inside of your brain, because that's exactly what the government is doing. That's exactly what they're doing. That's why you are stalking with directed light. That's why you're stalking with audible activity, amplifying audible activity, stalking with activity with simultaneity to what I am doing, including that which is inaudible to the human ear, inside of the private space, while I don't even have a communication device in hand. That's exceeding 22618 subsections 1. Understand that. And this is why it doesn't go far enough, because the government is a violent sex offender. The government that is acting through the people of the state are thus sex offenders, stalking on behalf of that government, going into the private space to continue that stalking, all right, which is terrorism. You're understanding what is the all of those working pieces. And looking and witnessing and understanding the malicious system and the sexual violence and the dangerous psychopath that is a terrorist, that is the government and that is the people of the state. And while you see them standing in what is directed light, because that is not the sun, thus that is not sunlight, and you see what is the stalker. All right, and that's what I've shown you in countless videos and images, as you see them in their bare bones form. And this is supposed to be the picture of normalcy, and you are understanding what is malice, as you are understanding what is the absence of any normalcy, understanding the totality of those circumstances in the image, in the video, with the documentation that I have captured. It is 10:05 a.m. Ontario Open Family Community Library, under what is the fake sun and indirected light, demons are filling this venue, stalking with audible activity, tracking every move that I make, listening to every syllable, listening to my very bodily functions, okay? Very concerned about Erica Lorraine Spencer as I am prosecuting them and doing it publicly. It's 10:06 a.m. This is POC. All right, FedEx, this is license 475-3232-D3. FedEx creating light activity at 280 North Lemon Apartments under the fake sun that's remaining over my head as I travel. Documenting stalking as I go to Ontario Village, 8EGU236, and that is McCarthy stalking with audible activity under the state's fake sun. That is now going to go back west, where I captured it this morning as it was over the Walmart at 1333 North Mountain Avenue. Okay, this is POC. It is currently 1:24 p.m., by the way. WFM 1802. That's a different local license plate. 8TMP 213. 8ADP 726. 8YKF 280. 6UBU 542. 8BHJ 643. 8BHJ 243. This is 4GSL 807, 7UER 779, monitoring to that facilitating activity, 20383A3, 8VWL 709, 7UPB 075. And it's 1:25 p.m. fake sun over the Wells Fargo, where the state is also flying over the Wells Fargo. And that's Southwest Airlines engaging in that criminal act of terrorism, flying right over me while I'm at the intersection of C Street and Euclid Avenue now. And that is at 1:25 p.m. Southwest Airlines. 8FJJ013, Securitas. That's a Securitas employee. He works at the Ontario Town Square. He's monitoring with the state. 7HOH734. 5EME384. License 144LYJ, looks like Washington. I'm sorry, Oregon. 4JJW807-8LAG096. Group stalking at the red light. State's keeping its fake scent over me. They're all minions monitoring. 288-62A3. 7DNH-548. 8LXS-950. 7BBZ-531. It's 1:26 p.m. All right, at the chiropractor's office, located at 235 North Laurel Avenue, fake sun right over me, 01086V2, 8ATD769, 6FWM246. At the Dental Kids Club, stalking on that side of the street, using their vehicle as light, 7YXC. 106, 7YKC, 106, license 8CPY877. It's 1:27 p.m. And again, I'm walking west, right? So right now I'm passing the non-church, but it calls itself a Great Commission Church International at 215 West C Street. All right, not to be confused with the Oba Family Community Library, where the state's fake sun is no longer over that venue, because I have left. That's 215 East C Street. I have passed the Sanctuary of Satan, referred to as the Great Commission Church International at 215 East C Street, and this is where the state's fake sun is moving over my head in that westward direction. 10985F2. 7JTB013. 1:28 p.m. Let me break something down for you as precise as the stalker is. That sound of a barking dog, which the entity engages in artificially engineering noise and amplifying noise that is actually occurring. Let me be clear, it is audible activity. And it's occurring with simultaneity to my walking through an open pathway in a vacant parking lot. The sound of a barking dog, which is amplified audible activity, while the state is stalking with a fake sun over my head. Understand that it is POC. All of that. It's 1:29 p.m. I did just capture at 1:30 p.m. Right now, where the state is over at 405 West C Street, where the state's fake sun is documented in a grand departure from remaining over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. And that is because I am no longer at the Ova Family Community Library. This is also why I'm capturing it over that venue where I'm walking west on C Street away from the library, and it's nowhere possible to be over the Fontana Lewis Library, the parking lot of the Fontana Chamber of Commerce, as I showed you yesterday upon my arrival at 12:51 p.m. All right, where the state is remaining with what is directed light aiming at inside of that computer lab, which I showed you at 4:20 p.m. All right, this is what the state is doing, and I'm showing you in the video what is the understanding of the state acting via third-party commercial airline planes who are hovering over me on C Street at 1:29 p.m. while the fake sun is right there over my head as well. That's exactly what I was reciting on my podcast that Southwest Airlines engaged in while the fake sun was over me at the intersection of C Street and Euclid. As the state's fake sun moves from being over the Ovid Family Community Library area where I'm at. That's on video. AWHH148. 11478D3, and that is the absence of any legally relevant argument by these commercial airlines who are third parties representing the people of the state, engaging in stalking terrorism, are sex offenders, and that's exactly how those companies are going to be prosecuted while they are stalking an American citizen, monitoring an American citizen, and that's the direct evidence of it. And they're doing so regardless of any way they want to take it. They can claim all they want that they were headed to Hawaii.
and necessarily and customarily engage in hovering over the residential houses on C Street at that time of day, but where you have what is the direct evidence of the state stalking with a fake sun, because that's not the sun, that's the value of that documentation, that's the substance of it, that's the purpose of it. You're talking about a deliberately maintained environment where you are hovering over with simultaneity to what I am doing, which is the demonic behavioral pattern in the absence of a coincidence. It is in conformity to the government's POC, where you are engaging in the creation of audible activity, which is engagement in the criminal elements of monitoring, where a government is monitoring and that is threatening the life of an American citizen. There is nothing that you are going to claim as a third party or a commercial actor, which represents, you are still a third party representing the same group, the people of the state, whereby you are avoiding prosecution, period. And not only that, this is the design of the system where these are demons that are anticipating some legally irrelevant claim that they're doing something that's superseding the pattern of conduct by the government, and it's not going to. It does not, and as a matter of fact, that's common sense. Where the government's monitoring, you're not in that environment creating facilitating activity and somehow going to avoid prosecution. And you're getting through what are the demonic methods by a government that's operating through a people. All right, and that's exactly what I captured, and that is the POC Ontario Police loitering in relevant position, vehicle 1876 under the fake sun. Monitoring with them, United States Postal Service, vehicle 204-558, crossing path, BU58D54. All right, this is the same Ontario Police Department that's going to federal prison, going to disband that police department, and monitoring with the OPD, who intentionally places a vehicle right here where I'm crossing path, where the fake sign is, but is 8SGL158, stalking with light, POC. All right, capturing video of OPD engaging in POC and the outward demonstration of demon possession while that psychopath is also in operation of a communication device in direct light and under the fake sun with knowledge of the documentation. Monitoring with the third party who's also creating light under that same, under those same facts. 8TBP681, 8TPD082, 8LDH310, 5CDA467, 7BKK557. That is literally the same exact stalking in the path and the Ontario police engaging in that conduct, acting directly. All right, that is captured on video for your very own eyes to see. It is 1:35 p.m. and I am at the Ontario Village where the fake sun is directly over that police vehicle. As I am there, well, that's the intentional stalking presence of the police acting directly in concert with the people. And the state's fake sun is not remaining over the Ontario Village, I'm sorry, over the Ovid Family Community Library. It's certainly not in the city of Fontana. State's fake sun is right over me, over the Ontario Village, as I captured this morning, advancing eastward beyond 8CAX86, beyond this venue, which is not the sun. 6CEH935. And that is revealing what's wrong with the Ontario Police Department and the people of the state. 5NKW193, 8UUR493, 8ROB399, 8GNV094, 8GQS995. 8XPY249, 19009F2, 5PAK123. Monitoring with the Ontario police, who are still loitering in a relevant position while they're stalking the path in the parking lot. 7UIK612, 8VAW912, 029R55, Nevada. 8DEM060, 5XMB156, 8GOE046. All right, this is the same stalking conduct by the people acting by a third-party commercial airlines over the parking lot where the fake sun is also present. 8JWL098, and Ontario police are still monitoring right now. 7KIA281, 8UEZ982, 24695U2, 6PBG128, 7EIU727. It is currently 1:36 p.m. That is POC. Oh, this is POC, by the way, from Ovid Family Community Library to the Ontario Village, where the fake sun is now present at 1:36 p.m. All right, it is 2:45 p.m., 8PAW996. And Garterworld is also in relevant position, and I just want to point out the fact that Garterworld is the entity, and understand, Garterworld is just a third-party commercial actor, engaging in being present at the same venue. Upon my engagement in the same conduct, this is intentional, and that's also indicative of stalking and knowing where I am, what I'm doing. 5FGP814, Garterworld at Ontario Village, and I also want to document what is Laura Covarrubia. She's stalking with activity 7MEF356, which all third parties are. The entity is acting through the people. They are demon possessed. They are surrounding, stalking with activity together, stalking with presence together.
7YUM550. But I documented her. I completed a purchase. And so as I remain standing, I'm putting something, opening up my backpack. And as I do so, 8L82684, engaging in the customary conduct of demons, third parties, 7FLP276. Stalking with activity by entering into the liquor glass cabinet right behind me in alignment. That's a method of stalking with activity. That is terrorism, all right? While the entity engages in this conduct, you're understanding what is terrorism as an entity engages in the pattern of conduct together on behalf of the government. So I just want to document that. I am on the surveillance cameras inside of Stater Brothers, and it is 2:47 p.m. 8HJE774, 8MBS985, 8WHB723, 6SWR005, 7GRC638, 6UVX091, 7HRU599, 8YJZ711, 8JXA309, 7WSL381, 8WHV723, 8AIY522, they're all crossing the path, okay? 7REE435, 8VKS225. So with regard to crossing path, I'm documenting what are the people of the state that are stalking on behalf of the state. They are maintaining presence in the path on behalf of the government that is monitoring. And they are all monitoring together. 8CIZ698, 7MEF356, 5JEP300, 8WEM616, 7L89461. And it's currently 2:48 p.m. All right, it is 2:49 p.m. The state is flying over. I'm walking out of the village at Bonita. The state is sounding plane engines. 6VAK615. I think I read these license plates already. I'm proceeding to walk what would be north on Bonita right now at 2:50 p.m. All right, United States Postal Service is stalking in the path, creating light activity. And the state is flying over by, the state is flying over by aircraft, amplifying it, and they are patrolling by third parties. That's what I mean by they. 86787X1. And United States Postal Service is sitting in the middle of the street at what is, I want to say that's Vesta. They are creating light activity using their hazards. They're stalking with light. All right, I have documented this as I documented coming from the same location, even though it doesn't have to be the same location, but I'm going to use the same location. As I've walked up the same exact street and I documented where were a line of minions engaging in the same exact conduct. The Latino male I showed you in the fake sun was right over my head. The Latino male goes to his car, which is right where I'm walking. He's stalking, using his vehicle as a means of stalking with audible and light activity. And then I walk down Vesta and I document this third-party facilitating venue apartment complex, which I will still, I'm going to be thorough and include that information because I did document it. 8GEG074. And they were maintaining a circuit of light. Okay, you have the demons that were sitting in front of the apartment complex with their hazards on at the end of the street. You have the demon that comes right next to me, 8KFB322, that uses his car right next to me as I'm walking past. He's tracking my steps, knows exactly where I'm at, and uses his vehicle in that regard. And then I walk down the street, and you're looking at what is sitting in the middle of the street. All of them are monitoring together, and that's exactly what USPS was doing right now, in alignment to me at Vesta and Bonita. 4PDN891, while the state was sounding plane engines, okay? And the state is always stalking with its light source over my head. There is no ignorance with regard to that environment. That's the government, USPS, 8H57104, engaging the POC with the rest of the, with the minions. All right, license plate, just patrolling by, demon 8DFC491 with the demon, 4HAY988, doing the exact same thing that USPS was doing, just doing it in their civilian vehicle, okay? 8TBP681, demons are not civilians, though, but they're going to be prosecuted in the natural because they're flesh and blood. And you put flesh and blood, you can document that criminal, that demon-possessed actor that is flesh and blood, 6KOL004, all right? It's called federal prison. It's called straitjackets, right? It's called prosecution as a sex offender. All right, and that is, then he's engaging in doing a substantial reverse to park in the red by the fire extinguisher at the intersection of Bonita and Vesta. And I did capture an image of that. What you're witnessing is called stalking, group stalking with the state. USPS was doing the exact same thing. They were acting as one entity, okay? I want to be clear. It is indistinguishable with regard to what is the demonic activity that I'm capturing, monitoring together in concert with the government. The USPS acting directly, they are a state actor. That's how that's going to be prosecuted because that's what they represent. And third parties engaging in a pattern. And this demon is acting in concert with the state that is acting directly, all right? That's how you're documenting the POC.
All right, it is currently, by the way, I took images of that, 4-HAY-988. This is appears to be a Latino male. All right, this is documentation of what is terrorism, and that's exactly what I'm going to show you their images of and while they engage in criminal conduct with the government. All righty, license 8VEG542, monitoring with the kid, stalking with the kid, 377-06R2, 8E71938. All right, and I did capture images of those group stalkers, 8SHV075. That's called stalking in the path with light. All right, this is a demonic pattern of conduct, and the state, as I've shown you what stalking with light is, that's exactly what the people are doing, that's exactly what commercial actors are doing. And as I step out of the Open Family Community Library and I'm documenting FedEx, understand what FedEx was doing. I was in the restroom upon my exit. FedEx was engaged in bathroom monitoring. All right, FedEx is a sex offender. FedEx is engaging in monitoring with knowledge of who I am, where I am as I'm doing it. Understand you're listening to Elements of Monitoring. Okay, that's POC. You have what is FedEx engaging in light activity in relevant position in front of the venue, that is 280 North Lemon Apartments. Hazard lights is a method of light activity, and this is a commercial actor engaging in sexual violence, engaged in bathroom monitoring, by the way, 27986E2. And that's what I'm documenting as I exit the venue of the library in FedEx's relevant position. I documented that license plate. They were monitoring me in the bathroom, engaging in facilitating creation of activity while I was in the private space. 7XFE156. This is the venue of 517 Vesta, creating audible activity. 7ZIX564. It's 2:55 p.m. I'm sorry, that's 7ZIX584. 6NJT888. 8GHF894. 7D16, let me get 7XCN034 and 7D16, scratch that, 7WXG880 and 6PRD694. This license plate over here, what you're listening to is an ongoing course of demons that are maintaining activity. 7D16452. 7UKP786. All right, and that's the state chiming in with helicopter activity. That's how you actually know what they are all doing. They're demons. Using a leaf blower, using a train, using a dog barking, 8KTF056. All right, and that's the same entity that's stalking at night, knows exactly where I'm sleeping, stalking with helicopter activity, 6BOK410. And this, let me be clear where I'm at. State making a U-turn by a commercial airline plane. All right, license plate 7HRU599, monitoring with the state that's flying over in a circle as I captured by a helicopter at 2:58 p.m. They are all patrolling together. That's the state over by commercial airline plane, by helicopter, and third parties that are patrolling all around and also creating audible activity at the facilitating venues of the addresses. There's no shelter where demons are monitoring with the government inside of any venue. And that video is documentation of where that criminal conduct is concentrated based on where I'm at, 6KDM299. And that was activity creation and visible presence as the state acts directly in concert with the people of the state who are identified by their address in relevant position to me. 7XSA024, 6K17956. All right, license 8YJC559. That is facilitating activity while minions are crossing paths in their vehicles, while I am in the venue where the demons live, 73615Z2. 5UBC172, 8GGN071, they're patrolling, 8XNA348 on Vine Avenue, 309 Vine Avenue, 233 Vine Avenue, 229 Vine Avenue. This is where the state is patrolling by helicopter, and the state doing the same thing last night as I showed you, cited those times where the state is monitoring on my communication device. This is actually also what is a show of hostility as I document and prosecute the people of the state. I'm at the intersection of Vine and C Street where the state is flying over in relevant position by helicopter, just like it was this morning on Mountain Avenue as the fake sun was over my head. 426 C Street. While the state was, while we were exiting the parking lot of the Walmart and the state flew over by helicopter while I was at that 76 station, this is the stalking activity and directly correlating and pointing to the third parties that I continue to document. Flying over what is 421 C Street, that's a venue. They're monitoring 8AIY4996ZIM905 at 417 C Street, 6JIM672, license plate 5HWV592 at 407 C Street, 404 Again, this is the west end of C Street. So this would be 405 West C Street, where the state's fake sun was over me and the state was hovering in that commercial airline plane right here where I'm at. And you hear the state flying, stalking with helicopter. Okay. There is no coincidence. The people of the state are engaged in that terrorism, and every single last one of them are going to be prosecuted for that. All right, you literally have what is the government providing that evidence against the people of the state. License HDRNER6, I believe. And that's the significance of documentation, because when you document, it is the provision of evidence against the people of the state. 5LJK885-8RON601, that's the correct license plate. And this is 325 C Street. Where the state is flying over by helicopters. So there's no coincidence, as I've already shown. There's clearly no coincidence, but I want to let you know the state is clearly stalking me in a helicopter. License 1DRAGNA. This is 321 West C Street. This is 318 West C Street, 324 West C Street, 317 West C Street. 8WDN036. The facilitating venue of 312 West C Street. Monitoring with Student Transportation of America. That's creating light activity while the state is stalking via helicopter. Those are the engagements in the criminal elements of monitoring. And also the Ontario, that's what this is, Ontario Montclair School District, license 1617543, stalking with light. Acting in concert with the state that is circling above a helicopter, that's a demon-possessed actor engaging in the POC with children as well aboard that bus. Again, that's Ontario Montclair School District, license 8PQY808. That's an African-American female with cornrow braids in her hair while she's monitoring with the government, driving a school bus, stopping at facilitating venue 304 West C Street. 7JID013, and that's at 3:02 p.m. So you are understanding the ways in which the demon possessed that are the people of the state, as they the people of the state act directly and vicariously on behalf of the government that is acting as you're hearing helicopter activity. 8YH8645, it is in no way distinct or separate from that light activity creation by a demon driving a school bus in relevant position. You are seeing and understanding the ways in which demons engage in malicious conduct that is criminal in violation of Title 18. That's what you're understanding from that, as I'm reciting to you the license plate of that demon-possessed stalker. Are in position of being around children as they pose a threat to the public, monitoring and stalking and terrorizing an American citizen in violation of federal law. They are equally engaged in terrorism while the state is flying over me, following me in helicopter, all right, and molesting with what is directed light under what is a fake sun. BF35F748XRD778-7YJM058. License plate 8VEV661, and it's currently 3:04 p.m. 7NWV910. And in the same way that the Ontario Montclair School District, that school bus whose license plate I'm reciting to you, is not separate from the ongoing stalking where you're hearing the state flying over my head, following me from block to block in a helicopter. Over me, it is not separate or distinct from the state, as I documented on podcast, stalking, as I documented again last night at 630 North Fern. It is the ongoing pattern of conduct. The ongoing 17693D2 8PWR671 8BMX615 3XDC050 5XYT511 5NKT892 And as I go to the Ontario Village, you're talking about what is the fake sun as I capture it, and the demon-possessed agency that is the Ontario Police Department stalking in the path, and visibly so, communicating a threat, which is futile, as the direct evidence is already mounted against those kidnappers. Pay attention to everything I documented again today, specifically to the act of kidnapping committed on June 18th, 2021 by this entity acting via the Ontario Police Department while the state was doing what? The exact same thing you're hearing, stalking by a helicopter, and seconds later kidnapped by the Ontario Police Department that was engaged in federal stalking under the fake sun at that Museum of History and Arts. At 8 o'clock in the morning, by the way, feet away from the Ontario Obitt Family Community Library, as I continue to capture the state stalking with that fake sun that's remaining over the same block for a series of the entirety of the day. And so I want to be clear, not only is this the pattern of conduct, I documented that podcast onto my website today. I published all of that. This is relevant to the criminal activity that I'm documenting right now. The entity, which is demon-possessed, is engaging in a criminal act and also engaged in terrorizing threats while they're doing so because I published it. And that's going to their prosecution and federal imprisonment as well. 6RNJ667. 6YFT421-1370397 Omnitrans, 8JTK151-69519F3, 7WRJ516, 6SQV576. City of Ontario is also stalking and monitoring and terrorizing with the state that's flying over by helicopter as they are loitering in relevant position on Euclid Avenue right now. A license plate, BYROGER. All right, and this is the intent of not only the POC, but let me be clear, you were talking about the POC of demon-possessed actors. The POC of such psychopaths under that condition, as I published the criminal conduct and the criminal summoning by the City of Ontario, 4HCF1, I can't really see that one, acting in concert with the Ontario Police, all of them engaged in kidnapping on June 18th, as I published onto my website today, pay attention to that. Before I left the library, and it is not a coincidence, first of all, it's not a coincidence because the state is engaged in a heavily documented pattern of stalking by helicopter, but I'm also letting you know, in the same way that Garda World appears at the venue after I'm present in the afternoon as they're stalking where I'm going, knowing where I'm going, so engaging and replicating that episode of POC being in that same parking lot, and the state stalking with the helicopter, 7CCB283, 8UDF682, 56772M2, 7NDG718, 5LBN627, I can't really see that one, 7RQC481. The state is also engaging in replicating what was the direct evidence of the fact that Ontario police are stalkers. They are demon-possessed ones who engaged in kidnapping on the morning of June 18, 2021, seconds after I'm capturing the state stalking by helicopter at that venue. At 8 a.m. and 17 seconds, the state then engaged in sounding sirens and Patty, officer, C. Scatell, which is what I recall. They documented and provided different names, but I am publishing what I recall from my memory because demons are liars and who they actually are is not going to be a mystery anyway. License 848MGX, that's a fluid truck, 7YCT994. And seconds later, 7VQK680, monitoring what the state is flying over my head in helicopter, by the way. 8NVV165, all of them are kidnappers. 8VFG295, acting with this government and City of Ontario, Lord and Rowland position in their truck. They're going to federal prison. All right, as you hear this this tape that's going on the internet, and it's also going to be played in a federal court, they're going to federal prison. License plate 7VJJ707, 8GNX868, 7AJV415. 8NOV689, all of them are monitoring with that state. This is the people of the state engaged in kidnapping as well, understand that. 8RUP397, 7PNU492, 34759N1, 8ETY763, 7EOJ665, 8JXN646 on the Amazon Prime. They can get plenty of it. 52990N, paper plate on the Amazon Prime. 8HXT786. License 8WNW429, Satan driving the Ontario City of Ontario municipality vehicle is remaining loitering relevant position. They just turn on their lights now. That's a light activity while those demons are listening to every syllable that I state, engaging in forming a threat while the state circles above my head in helicopter. That's what those demons are doing, okay? That's terrorizing and facilitating conduct while they're all monitoring with communication devices. It is 3:09 p.m. License plate, 6227882. License 6DLC510, 8, I read that one, UCD7336 is the Virginia plate, 8SHV596, 81047X2, City of Ontario 1592079, license plate 7Y96099, 8HIL664, 7ENB927, 8MOJ216, 8VQA200, license plate 8JWY952 29443K2 VT33S67 ATYJ202, that's audible activity, JTHY459L106GO, 7XOR370, 7CTE182, 8GQM302, 655-18V1, 8XNA348, UPS engaging in POC 40757X2, 7133 3G2. And that is US.021800 of the UPS. That's crossing paths and creating glide activity, stalking with the state. That is remains with helicopter. The state's not going anywhere with a helicopter. It's engaging and communicating a threat as it audibly engages in stalking. All right. In the same way, the Ontario Police Department are always engaging in stalking inconspicuously. They visibly engage in stalking by crossing paths, loitering in relevant position to communicate a threat. And today, it's because I published the fact that they engaged in a pattern of kidnapping again on June 18, 2021. PRV. 3789-71333G2. That's the correct license plate. License 7WQS012. License 7SAS7. 7LCU669. 6WVW486. License BU19S14. 7BYA964. 6RWS259. BP28W99 paper. 8YBV034 Enterprise. 633-66E3. Also, Enterprise facilitating venue, recall that, in the city of Fontana, where they're stalking with Direct Delight at that venue, which I document on my podcast. License 8HHH600, 6LGG508, 8SVF822, 6NVJ320, 31555E3. I think I read that one already. I just want to make that they're stalking at the red light. 8PVK780, 8SSC894, 8GNT963. It is currently, by the way, 3:12 p.m. I just want to rack up some more names because these are all kidnappers. Understand who I'm identifying. I'm identifying demon-possessed psychopaths who are violent sex offenders. They are stalking with the government that provides a chorus of what they're going to be prosecuted for, literally. And they are kidnappers as well. License plate, 6CHB174, 8WBX197, 87518P1. License, 7XER819, 8WMX135. That was kidnapping by an entity, all right, conducted by the state directly, that is the Ontario Police Department. 8VJA674, 55144X1, 6YME090, 5NQB264, 1617909, crossing path, that's a school bus, 6NGL789, 6WSF612, 5EJF907, 8AGN965. 5NXZ900, perpetrated by the Ontario Police Department acting directly, but understand you have what is kidnapping by an entity that's monitoring and stalking together, demon-possessed together. It's a demonic targeting system, and this entity engaged in kidnapping, documented and published today, documented again on June 18, 2021. 7LPL161, that documented UPS actor stalking commercially with the government is loitering, creating light activity with their houses. I want to document that while the state is hovering in commercial airline planes and flying over by helicopter. It is currently 3:13 p.m. I read that UPS license plate. All right, and again, there is no argument for such actors such as UPS, let alone understanding what UPS did is what the entity is doing, stalking, 8ETY763. And that's how I have documentation of UPS engaging in what is going to be prosecuted as a sexual molestation and assault with what is directed light while they are stalking, crossing path, and impossible light activities reaching out toward me while they are driving a vehicle under what is not the sun. While I'm at the Ontario Town Square Townhome Apartments, ASMF020, and they are stalking now using their hazard lights, which is the creation of light activity facilitating the criminal conduct of the state that's flying over by helicopter. 8UYT892, 8GSS588, 8TQA358, and hovering by commercial airline planes, third party. 7VBD322, 7RXL552, 7JMA327, 4HWG761, 6DFT065, and also engaging in what is activity creation, 9F96219. This is speaking to what is that ongoing understanding for what is the grounds of federal prison for the entity. This is a dangerous psychopath, and it's being personified through the very pattern of conduct while the people and the government engage in it. And this is in violation of Title 18, but also understand when you are realizing what is a sex offender that is the government, what is a violent psychopath that is the government acting to the people, this is grounds for federal prison, and Title 18 does not go far enough, and that is where the policy that I advocate is necessary. License 4DC8367, 8HOS909, License 70KP006, license 7CYN271, 4YRZ421, 8ZVA567. OmniTrans is loading a relevant position 7WEX966, 7VNU936, 7WJC145. This is the venue of Wells Fargo where they're loading a relevant position, documenting themselves while they're working, while they're engaging in transactions, while they are parking around the venue. Surveillance cameras are present. This is the government's headquarters where they are stalking right now because I'm here. CGA4877, Arizona. It is currently 3:16 p.m. 7ZTX636. BK22Y87 paper, 8AHT859. This demon's license plate is 6LVS330, 7UFM679, 6EZJ478, 7ZRG859, 7ZUD081, 8KJC126, 4ZQN530. This is on the grounds of the Wells Fargo, 8KCZ677, 8AXP551, 8ARC832, 7ROR769. It's 3:16 p.m. License plate, let's see, 8KSZ078, I think I read 8TMP213 already, 8EFN460, and perhaps 8XSJ319. There is one license plate over here I'm going to get. The state engaging in stalking with light is already established, and there's no circumstance where it is anyway demonstrating that the pattern of conduct has stopped. I'm showing you what is the operation of a system in concert with the people. And so the psychopath that's revealing what is a psychopath, in other words, 8GJ8377. That's what that's relevant to while the state engages in stalking with its subdued fake sun, covering up the sky with what's supposed to be clouds and then appearing out of them, bam, and you've got the same fake sun over my head. It doesn't matter what the appearance of the weather seems to be. The state is stalking. The state is stalking with light, all right? And doing so with a fake sun is an incredible method, but not the only method. Doing it through the people of the state, which is who I'm documenting, 7ZTX636 crossing path. Alrighty, stalking with light while you're inside of a venue, while you have double and triple shadows, for example, inside of the Open Family Community Library, that is stalking with light. Okay, that's how that goes. That's a venue. That's impossible light activity. It is inside of a particular location identified as a venue where the government is monitoring. So you are no longer operating and identified as Ovid Family Community Library, an ordinary place, a location. All right, where ordinary conduct and ordinary people. No, you're identified as a venue, a facilitating venue, and you are in the shoes, you are cloaked in the status of the government. And that's why that light activity is there. That's why the state is flying over, around, and stalking by planes, helicopters, police, all heavily documented as well. That is called the POC, Stalking with Light. It is 3:19 p.m. at the Ovid Family Community Library, where minions are monitoring with minor children as well. It's POC. It is 6:31 p.m., 8EBG238, 4AMV123, 7UHS, S as in Sam, 684. Let me get this Negro's license plate. 8VVY200. Let me tell you something. Satan is not gangsta, okay? Satan ain't cool. Satan ain't even winning. 8JQE263, 8MMM273, 3WID259, 8HCK065. These psychopaths are out here with their shadows going in all opposite directions. These are freaks, okay? 8WSC733, and they're all sex offenders. That's exactly how they're gonna be prosecuted, while I'm being molested with directed light in their little demonic environment. 8MFZ642, stalking somebody, acting like it's normal society. That's a psychopath. 8MKW838, I wanna make sure I get that one. 410TR handicap, 7CTA149, 7SRV136, 6TXU312. I am, by the way, at a third-party facilitating venue, Ontario Village, and I am on video, I'm sorry, on a surveillance camera inside of Stater Brothers. That's criminal activity underway inside of that venue. 70YL935, 7JWF726, 125ES. I think that's a handicap. Yeah, that's a handicap. 7XOV163. 8MFZ642, 8UEL852, 8UND513, 08410X2, demon sitting, stalking in the parking lot, 8GYN765, that demon is crossing path. This demon sitting, stalking in the parking lot, 7NHZ400, 8FYL342. It is currently 6:33 p.m. State flying over the parking lot in directed light. They're all stalking together. License plate. 7L32432, 7CEG433. That is directed light plane activity at 6:33 p.m. Crossing path, stalking with the state, 7FIK174. And that is POC. 5PIP513, 8CBY181, molesting, 7EOY857. 7SAY684. Hold on. 7CTA149, 5XOS044, 8HJY172. I think I read that one. Let's see. I'm gonna get that one. So 6PKE552. 6ROH523, 6ABU161, 8DST852. That's amplified audible activity of a train in directed light, achieving the same criminal purpose as the state flying over, hovering in a commercial airline plane. Audible activity in directed light, and these demons, these minions, are just swirling all around in directed light, stalking. It's 6:35 p.m. Let me name you some of these venues. Miss Donuts, Chuck's Cash, Stater Brothers, El Pollo Loco, Starbucks is right across the street, Tom's Burger is right across the street, Golden Bear Inn right across the street. I've shown you the fake sign over every single last one of those venues, and they are monitoring right now in relevant position. It is 6:35 p.m. What? That's audible activity of 6PKE552. Why are you sitting here? Oh, okay. 03400Y2 is monitoring. Audible activity of the blob bang. Directed light is on the asphalt while they're crossing path. 7MLC394. You are witnessing what is a third party exposing their own. That we claim in the flesh their own, that I'm speaking of myself when I'm saying their own, to this threatening conduct of the government and the state. Fake moon is over the parking lot while demons are just swirling around, monitoring together, by the way, while sitting in the same car with me. 4TIG197, I believe. License BU18, I can't really see that one, that's a paper plate. 7XOV163 is now exiting from the parking spot. That's a means of light activity. Alrighty, this is another plane over the venue. 8VVY200. Alright, and these demons, 08410X2 and 7NDZ400, they're remaining right in position, right in front of the car with their lights on in the parking lot, while the state is patrolling via aircraft. Alright, very particular, just like where I'm at, 401 West C Street, very particular to where I am, very particular as the fake sun is directly over me at that same venue as well, 401 West C Street. Alright, and the same conduct with the helicopter, where the state is targeting its audible activity, targeting its stalking conduct in aircraft. 6XYL265, and it is also deduced as targeting where the abnormal light remains, and that is during the day of fake sun and directed light, and that is right now directed light while you have shadows in all manner of different directions,
all right? Demon-possessed stalkers surrounding, and while I'm being molested with that direct light, 8SLF 592, serving their criminal purposes in concert with the government that's flying over this parking lot. It's 6:38 p.m. This is Ontario Village. Okay, you want something like whole bunch of living dead folks. 372-88-G3. License AGTE127. Again, this is Ontario Village. Surveillance cameras. On more than just this property as well. You're talking about understanding all the ways in which you can document presence and prosecute. 6RJE611, 8NEF079. 03400Y2 leaves from one parking spot to go to another, is still loitering in relevant position. Using their vehicle as light, knows exactly what vehicle I'm in, they're stalking. 8NIW095. 7FIK174, 5XMD. Or 5XMB 156, 4GKL 5, I'm sorry, 4GKL 400, 7JWF 826, 8POV D13, 6AB, that's a license plate, 3L, I'm sorry, that's a Nevada plate, 3LUW253, 6ABT16 is a Nevada plate. On Bonita. It is currently 6:39 p.m. And the state keeping a fake moon, a very thin crescent-shaped moon that's over the parking lot, doing the same thing with its fake sun, keeping it in alignment with me. It is 6:39 POC. All right, I want to document what is none other than what that which is demonstrated by her conduct. And this is a third party, all right, monitoring me with the state, stalking in relevant position on behalf of the government. It's not different because I know this third party's name. The government that is stalking is doing it through the people. Tracy Banks is a part of that same group. She represents the people. She is what is referred to as a malicious actor. She is a psychopath and a demon-possessed one. And I just want to document her conduct, because this is going toward understanding, first of all, what is the malicious conduct of the people of the state? What is also understanding what is a psychopath? This is malicious conduct that is exceedingly evil and wicked, with knowledge, specific knowledge and intent to do so. Does so with a smile on your face. Does so while okay, because you're talking about documentation. You're talking about does so even with knowledge while you are aware of the fact that they're engaging, that you are, or this person is engaging in conduct that is unbefitting of what they would otherwise like to refer to themselves as. Tracy Banks would like to refer to herself as a mother. You're not a mother when you're leaving your daughter sleeping in a car, subjecting and setting her up and acting in concert with a government that's threatening her life on an ongoing basis. When you are engaging in that which is entirely demonic and intended to terrorize, and engaging in what is inherently sexually violent conduct with absolute strangers that I don't know, she's doing it in concert with them. They're all demons together. That's not a mother. And Tracy Banks, waiting until the moment while she is sitting in the car in the parking lot, and you hear me documenting, the state is flying over the parking lot of Ontario Village, just like it's flying over the car right now at Fern at 630 North Fern. She's sitting in the car chomping on hot wings. Okay. Witnessing me document, which is documenting her. Okay. This is a psychopath and a very dangerous one. And I'm going to put her where she belongs. Okay. She's also engaged in repeated acts of kidnapping, but I want to spell this out because there's going to be no question. And I told her this years ago about what she is, what she's doing, and what her, purpose is. I told her this a long time ago, and so I'm not going to mince words with what is a psychopath. And this is a psychopath that means my harm. Understand that, because I am dealing with not what is a mother in the flesh. I'm dealing with what is a demon possessed actor. That is not my mother. Okay. And you need to understand that. That's what I'm documenting. That's what I'm exposing. And this is, and it remains a dispassionate, fact-focused exposition of criminal conduct by a government. And guess what? The one who gave me birth is engaged in it. And it started with that one who meant me harm, as I found out.
Okay, engaged in criminal summoning, engaged in criminal defamation, all right, engaged in assault and battery as I became aware of this demonic targeting system. So it start. I want to be clear, it starts there. And it is dispassionate and fact focused in that it's not going to change because I know this third party's name. It is actually even more intensified. It is serving for informing what is a psychopath as you're witnessing what are demon possessed actors, a malicious system. It doesn't get any more malicious than that when you have what is a mother monitoring, group stalking, sexually violating her own daughter with the demon possessed that are the people of the state whose name I do not know. All right. Now, understand, I don't need to know it. It's the government that's monitoring through the people. But I want to be clear. This is an actor that is engaging in perpetuating a harm to. She knows me. I'm supposedly her daughter. She supposedly loves. This is the outward form of this demon, Tracy Banks. But the reality is she is engaging and holding hands with these demons, the people of the state, those who are strangers to me and engaging in this system, this ongoing threat to my life on behalf of the government, in concert with the government, that's flying over her car that she's sitting inside next to me. All right. Just waiting for the right time to get out as she gets out. It is a matter of positioning. It's a matter of exposing me to that engineered light. It's a matter of creating audible activity as she's acting with the state that flies over Fern Avenue that aims directed light in the car while another demon drives on Fern while she sits in the car as well. And the state is surrounding, aiming on to 325 West G Street and 630 North Fern directed light while she just sits in the car in operation for a communication device. She's monitoring. All right. This is a psychopath. And engaging in what is threatening the life of another, basically while she is looking, turning the other cheek, acting as though it's not going on. That's terrorism. This is what the people are engaging in every single day. This is what I'm showing you in pictures, what they're doing. This is what I'm showing you in video, what they're doing. That is terrorism. And this is a most violent form while you have what is knowledge of that third party who you know. Those are the ones that are revealing what is the mental disturbance. And understand, this is mental disturbance of those who are wicked and twisted. All right. Posing a threat to the public, the very public, while they engage in this viciousness as human beings. They're demons, though, that need to be put in cages. All right. They're criminals. They're engaging in lawlessness. And they are also posing a threat to the public and the aspects of the population that they are exposed to. These are closeted psychopaths. And this is what Tracy Banks is revealing. And I'm just documenting it while she's engaging in breaking the law, violating the law. And I'm documenting it for that prosecution. And it doesn't change because I know her name. It actually exacerbates it because you're looking at what is that conduct toward one that she would otherwise refer to as her daughter. No, she's not a mother. Okay. She's a criminal and she is a malicious actor. And I look at her and I'm documenting that. And as she gets out of the car at 7:07, it's now 7:12 p.m. As she gets out of the car, she does so with simultaneity of the state flying over this street at 630 North Fern. While the demon possessed, that is another third party. You've seen the directed light. You have witnessed what the entity is engaging in. She is a part of the same entity and she's acting in sync with that. All right. And while she does so, direct the light is aimed inside of the car. The state is flying over the car. She's monitoring. And that is a sex offender whose name I know. That's a violent criminal who was threatening my life with the government. And I know her name. Okay. And it is Tracy Banks, license plate 4WON432. That is what is a psychopath. And that is exceedingly evil. And that is one and the same with every third party that I documented yet again today, adding onto that tally. The state is continuously patrolling by and the state is acting through the people. And this is what I'm referring to. The stalker is continuously patrolling by in vehicle, stalking with directed light, aiming it inside of the car. That is terrorism. Tracy Banks is engaging in terrorism. It does not change because I know that terrorist's name. She's going to be prosecuted. She's engaging in the same state conduct, which is highly criminal and sexually violent and entirely demented. All right. That's a whole other level of being demented while she's doing it to one who she gave birth to. That's what's wrong with her. Okay. That's a psychopath. It is currently 7:14 p.m. and the pattern of conduct is ceaselessly underway at 630 North Fern. This is the POC. I want to make sure I document while the people of the state are stalking. And I want to be clear, it's the same stalking entity when I'm showing you at the break of day, when I'm at a different address, let's say on Mountain Avenue at McDonald's, where the same pattern of conduct and hallmarks are present. While the same pattern of conduct is underway and the same hallmarks are present, you have what is that same exact entity is stalking me now, knows exactly where I am at. what I'm doing as I'm doing it. That's why you have what are demons that are arriving in the path, crossing path, and while the state is swirling directed light inside of the vehicle, which is not headlights. It is the same exact conduct. I want to document that the entity is engaging in that, just like they were last night while the state was flying over by helicopter, and I captured on video today. It's the same ongoing pattern of conduct while the state was flying on video by helicopter, following me from what was Vesta all the way to Euclid Avenue. That's what I captured, okay, on my podcast and on video. That same entity is stalking now. That same directed light is being aimed inside of this dark vehicle where the entity is stalking me. And that video is what I'm going to play when I prosecute every single last one, okay? This is a tally. This is keeping tally, because not only are they going to be prosecuted, they're going to be prosecuted for what was the continuation of that. That's how the government is going to be prosecuted. It's a matter of justice. How the government continued, and the government is acting through the people, how the government continued with knowledge of what it was being documented, and how the government continued while it listened to every syllable that I documented about everything that was being prepared for that insurmountable prosecution. So I want to tally that, because this is what the state is doing, and there is no form where the state is engaging in stalking by the people and is swirling directed light inside of the car. That's what they're doing. It's the same exact pattern of conduct, and they are stalking, and that's why I'm publishing it on this podcast, because it's going toward the prosecution, and it's the same entity that you heard on my podcast last night, stalking by helicopter and airplanes, stalking by the people. That same conduct that I documented today, by the way, demonstrating fury because I published what was this entity engaging in kidnapping, going toward every government, third party, and commercial third parties. They are kidnappers. While I published that, which Spotify removed from my podcast, removed it from the platform. All right. It remains in existence. I have published it so that you can see all of it together from June 18th, where the entirety of that entity is engaged in kidnapping, in the same way that the entirety of this entity is engaging in stalking, knowing exactly where I'm sleeping, all of them stalking together. That's what I'm documenting. And that's exactly what the prosecution is, because that's what the crime is. Okay. And so the state is engaging in that conduct. And I want to make sure that I spell that out. That's going toward what is the relevance and the ways in which you're prosecuting that entity. It's 7:18 p.m. And the state is engaging in that on a constant basis. All right. Day and night, including while Tracy Banks is sitting in the car, acting oblivious while a directed light is occurring. That's a psychopath. All right. That does not make it a figment of anyone's imagination. You've seen the directed light. That makes her a psychopath. That's waging an unlawful threat in concert with the government. All right. That's POC.